Peter Clark. Yeah, tell us the story.
Then, what do you call it? That was when the Australian pilot's son come, and that was the crabapple tree, as the navigator was hid behind. Because you see, when the plane went up, that what I dodged.
Goodness me.
That's a big bullet.
You see, what it was, he would loaded a cannon shell and machine gun bullet, and they'd come from South Africa, and they'd stopped at Bristol to refuel. Well, what do you call it? I was in the rickyard one Saturday morning, and heard this plane making a funny noise. Well, what do you call it? You couldn't see for the elm trees then, and what do you call it? No, they're all gone now, look. And he come over the Cleveland crossroads, he took the top edge of some sea in Southwood, and what do you call it? I tied the young horse up. I'll tell you on the raft if you know. I tied the young horse up and run across three fields and through Southwood, and when I got there, the plane was going well. Well, this navigator was hid behind this crabapple tree. And I said, well, is he a German? What's he hid behind there for? So I went to him, and I didn't know, but he'd had his shoulder broke in seven places, and yeah, it's on there. So I said, anybody else in the plane? He knew he was going to blow up. I didn't. So anyway, he said, I'm the pilot, but you won't save him. Well, I was young and strong, and he was sat there burning. So I put my arms through, and I ripped him out, seat, parachute, the lot.
Really?
I ripped the lot out of him.
And the seat,
and all the lot, come. What do you call it? But I carried 400 weight across our road. Three blokes, 32 stone, and I used to pick up 200 weight every 10 minutes behind the thrashing dog and turn round. And when I got him out, I got a bit of forest from here to the bar, it all went up. And his head dropped over my arm, and the blood bubbled out. I thought, oh, he's dead. Well, anyhow, turned round, and Dad come across, he was an old age pensioner and another man, and
your father?
They felt his pulse, and they found out he was still alive. So they took his collar and tie off and got him in the ditch. I said I'd go and ring for ambulance, never thought somebody else. But when I got to the bottom, the Yanks was there. But they didn't come nowhere near the ammunition finish going off. Well, then they took him to a Yankee camp over here at the hospital. And when, after he'd been in hospital 9 months, him and his wife come to see me, and they told me as he, first 3 days, they didn't think he was going to make it. Then he was unconscious for a fortnight, and then he was in hospital 9 months.